Popping like this every time. All right, y'all. I'm getting the music going already.
We can throw a flag on the. That's our flag on the play. Shoot for it.
I ain't mad at it.
Shoot for it.
Yeah. I ain't mad at it. I'm gonna give a big shout out to everybody that's listening wherever they listening at. It's not even a podcast. All right, y'all. It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy Jay Oates. And I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie. I don't got DJ the Chef with me tonight. That's normally my first intro, man. That just threw me off a little bit. Shout out DJ the Chef, man. Wherever you at, man. Doing what you gotta do. If y'all hungry in these streets, holla at DJ. I got Miss Gladys, never the saddest. Still the baddest, no pips. We in this bitch.
What's up,
the homie.
What's up?
That was hard.
Always.
The Don Dada, my brother.
Yo.
None other. Donnie Darko. Hailing all the way from the west side. You already know what's popping. That's my man. Chill out. Chill out, ladies. Chill out. We got Ashley. It's not her birthday, but still birthday girl energy in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Respect her like a princess. Respect her like the princess. I got my homie Big Rail in this motherfucker. Always doing big boss things. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to Rail, you got to talk to me first. And if your energy off, you already know. It's a big note.
We got our boy Jay Oates. He don't... I'll spit a rap. There you go. Hey, matter of fact, do it for me.
Look.
Do this intro.
Show my boy, Jay.
Show them. Show the world what you can do. Because I seen it.
Jay Oates. Y'all got to remember, Oates would choke a goat.
Ooh. Why?
Yeah.
Why would he
make a nigga lose hope?
Mm-hmm. Oh, keep going. Right.
The dreadhead giving your girl bedhead.
A real
Western shooter like Red Dad. Right?
I told you
what niggas talking about.
I told you.
Hey.
Number one urban podcast in the city.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, wait. That's good. You ain't got to say nothing.
I told you
that's what I do. That's what I do. You want to talk to him, you got to talk to me first.
That's right.
Hey. Listen, man. Big shout out to everybody that's listening. Big shout out to my motherfucking niggas in the room. Man, I appreciate that. I don't get intro'd often. Like, that was
man, you about to start getting intro. That's it. You got to. How you not intro'ing yourself? We got to do that.
No, I normally do. Like, I'm J.O., so I do that. Like,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
You got to do more than that.
Like, number, you know what I'm saying? Number three, overall, Chance Who, you know what I'm saying? Number one black podcast in the city. We appreciate everybody that voted us, you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
If y'all on YouTube, subscribe. Listen, y'all. I got topics today. I had some topics today. I think I'm going to jump right into topics. Well, actually, I should ask how y'all doing.
Good.
Everybody's good?
Doing all right, man.
All right. Okay, so the first topic. Well, actually, I got a couple ways we can go. Are we going Dave Chappelle, blacked out on Cat Williams? Not blacked out, but he spoke on Cat Williams. We talking about, you know, tension, beef, and maturity. What are we going to talk about? Do you think I have
the Cat Williams thing?
All
right. You gotta catch me up. All right.
So y'all, we talked about the Cat Williams shit last time.
Yeah.
Ash, you weren't here, but okay. So Dave Chappelle went out on stage, and I guess the same day that Cat Williams, or around the same day that Cat Williams dropped his special or dropped that interview with Shay Shay, Dave Chappelle dropped a special on Netflix. Okay, so I guess when Dave Chappelle and he was out in the club, I don't know where, but D. Ray Davis was there. I played a clip, but it's kind of muff. It's not the best clip. He was just basically saying, like, he fuck with Cat Williams more than a lot of people, but, like, basically what he did was bad for black comics. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't appreciate that he went out there and talked about black people, black comics, and didn't say nothing about no white people. No white boys was his exact words.
Yeah, I feel like.
That's not what it was about. It was literally about the black community, like, when it comes to the comics. So I think that's what he was trying to focus on. I don't think he was trying to focus on anything else.
He was focusing on, I feel like he was, like you said, he was focusing on the people he was focusing on. But I'm a Dave Chappelle fan, for real.
I'm a Dave Chappelle fan too.
Yeah, whatever he say, that's what it is.
I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's
it's not a racial thing.
I don't think he's just trying to do just only black people. Like, I think it's just right and wrong. Like, y'all doing some weird shit, like, and this is the right shit to do. Like, y'all not going about shit the right way.
Well, Dave really spoke strongly. Like, he said it wasn't, Dave was talking like he was a dad. I didn't like it. Like, Dave really came off to me like, nigga, he came off like he felt like he was the only person that could tell people how to speak. Like, I don't think that he asked like some shit like, you know what I'm saying, Cat Williams, you ain't never did nothing wrong. Like, he talking about other people and how they got on. Like, you ain't never did nothing wrong. You ain't never fuck up. He said that he almost lost everything and he ain't never shit on nobody. And I think that was a lie. Like, Dave Chappelle talked about the Comedy Central shit. He talked.
I ain't see the new movie clip on Netflix that Chappelle got.
I ain't seen the new special. Dave just seems salty that Cat Williams got a bigger. Like, he got 50 million views off a interview, and he dropped a special, and it didn't do as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? D-Ray Davis got up on stage and was kind of talking to him about it, and basically like, nigga, you dropped an album, and Cap dropped a mixtape. The mixtape just did well. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just did better than your album. Like, I think he made the shit competitive again.
And people was wondering where Cat Williams went anyway.
And nigga, if somebody say something about me, I'm gonna come the fuck up. Dave gotta shut the fuck up. In my opinion, on this one, Dave gotta shut the fuck up. He was drunk on stage. He funny as hell. It was funny when he said it, but I think he gotta shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It sounded like he was slurring his words. Just
saying. He was
on a special.
I don't want to say in L.A., but because I don't know what city the club that he was in. He was just out at a comedy club. And D-Ray Davis was at the comedy club that night. He was just doing a set, you know what I'm saying, as comedians do. And he was talking about the Cat Williams shit. He just spoke. I don't know. He hated on Cat. And for Cat to big Dave up in the interview, Cat didn't say nothing negative about Dave. I think Dave should have shut the fuck up about Cat. Like, I just feel like he sounded salty that Cat had the spot. He sounded like DJ Khaled when Tyler, the Creator, got out at the number one album.
You know what that sounds like, though? That sounds like exactly what Cat was talking about. Some people in the comedy industry, when it comes to blacks, they try to put themselves in a spotlight and then make some brownie points and try to, you know, be something that they're not, just to, like, make themselves look good and come up.
That's not Dave.
I don't think that's him either. But
he did look like Dave, though, that day.
And that's what I'm saying. So it does come off that way.
You're right.
It does come off that way, because that's exactly what Cat Williams was saying right there. It's like, it's kind of like what you were saying, like, what he was saying. Like, you work out, and you get results, but then you got people that not really working for what they have. You know,
well,
they
kind of like, that's, once again,
you
that's
know, lie and slay through their,
see,
know,
but Dave fame. Didn't do that. See, Dave,
I don't think he is either.
See, but, you know, see, Dave is like, see, I don't think that applies. I don't think the workout body shit applies, because right. they're that both natural right. body comedics or comedians.
Yeah.
But if Dave's point is, I don't think that Cat Williams should get up on the stage and blast black people, then nigga don't get your ass up on the stage and blast a black person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit don't make no sense to me. If you mad that he talked about black comedians, then you was a black comedian and him is a black comedian, don't get the fuck up there and talk about black comedians. Mm-hmm. And he went up there and made his Cedric the Entertainer jokes and his Steve Harvey jokes. And he just did them. Nigga, you just sounded like you assaulted that Cat was bigger than you for one day. It sounded like Cat was bigger than Dave for one day. Dave dropped a special and didn't nobody know and everybody knew about Cat shit and he didn't like that. He sounded like a salty ass big brother.
And it kind of made him look bad because that was exactly Kat's point.
Well, he wasn't talking about Dave, though.
No, not at all. Not at all. He was. I'm just saying.
Like, she said, like,
that was just his point. That was one of his points inside of the interview. Like, that was just his point. Like, people just say things like that. They do things that.
Well, Dave is a king, though. Dave gets to speak from a king's position. He's just contradicting himself, is all I think. I don't think that he's indicative of anything that Kat said. But I think that. He just, I don't know. Y'all don't got nothing to say about it. Y'all don't have any take?
I mean, I can't say anything because I didn't see it, but I just know that when I heard it, it did sound like he was slurring his words. So he might have been a little bit intoxicated, so.
I'm going to move on to some other topics then. Real quick, who y'all got?
Who y'all got going to the Super Bowl?
Ravens. My team got kicked out. I'm going for the Ravens because that's my brother's favorite team.
Anybody else? No, I mean, they got to play somebody.
I don't care who they play. I got the Ravens winning.
Are you? Okay. You don't got no Super Bowl prediction, nothing?
No.
Do you know what teams are going?
The Ravens.
It's the conference. It's them. All right.
Who you got going? Let me hear what you're about to say.
It's the whole conspiracy about like the logo and the colors of the logo. They saying that the colors of the logo depict that Kansas City and the Ravens are gonna go. I would like to see the Lions go. And I would like to see Kelsey go.
Kelsey?
Yeah,
You want to see the Taylor bro, huh? It's Taylor bro.
What state is the Lions?
Detroit. Detroit. The Taylor Bowl?
That's what it's about to be.
Well, listen, if Kansas City go to the Super Bowl, I do expect Taylor Swift to catch a touchdown pass, at least a two-point conversion. At least a two-point conversion. She got to. I feel like she gotta catch a 2-point conversion or something. She been out there doing a lot for them.
Ravens going all the way. Lamar Jackson got us. And Lamar we trust.
They play KC, don't they?
Man, yes. You know Lamar.
You believe that the NFL is scripted? Or you believe it's all natural?
Both. I ain't gonna fake. I low key do think it's rigged. I think certain games is rigged. Some games do be rigged. Like that Super Bowl where Marshawn Lynch was supposed to get that on the 1-yard line, that was rigged. We all know that. But certain like a regular.
Would you think it was rigged?
Yes, it was rigged. You know that was rigged. Who? You got beast mode in the back. Why would you throw the ball on the 1-yard line?
I mean, there's a reason.
So you're going to throw that bitch?
There's a reason. It's not necessarily the best reason. It's not something that it didn't pan out. But can I tell you the reason?
Oh, yeah.
You played football, bro. All right, boom. You know the team got a really good running back.
Right.
Sure shot. You probably think they're going to run the ball.
Right.
So the team might try to overthink themselves and know that you think they're going to run the ball and try to be tricky. Now, I understand it's smarter to just do what you do best and trust yourself. But Pete Carroll, being Pete Carroll, trusting himself probably think that he a jiggy nigga, and he just thought he was gonna do some swaggy shit, and he didn't.
No.
You don't think so? You ain't never. All right. But that's what I think on that one. I don't want to get you. That's like,
all my years of playing football. If on a 1 year old night, we is not throwing that bitch. And if we in the five,
you've never seen nobody throw the ball.
Bro, if we got a.
I'm not going to compare high school football to the NFL. I'm not going to compare college football to the NFL. Sometimes they throw it on the 1 yard line. That's where Lamar Jackson throw the ball a lot. Lamar Jackson has the highest red zone completion ratings for like the past 3 years because he's throwing the red zone a lot.
But he can't. But listen.
That's what I'm saying. Thanks. All I'm saying is it happens sometimes. Sometimes. That's it. Sometimes it happens.
No, but that don't got nothing to do with
it. I'm not saying it's the best choice. I'm saying it happens sometimes. I'm with you. They should have gave it to Beast Mode. That's Beast Mode, nigga. It's Marshawn Lynch.
He been chewing the ass up, pause on the whole game.
Easy money. Give it to Marshawn Lynch. I agree with you. But I understand why somebody
would. So you don't think that was rigged? Tell the truth.
I just think it was a bad choice. I think it was a really badass choice.
You think it was rigged, bro?
I don't even remember it, bro.
I just think it was a really badass choice. You think it was, like, you think it was rigged for Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
It was rigged, bro. They didn't want to see us going back to back, man.
Us? Wait, who is us?
Them black boys.
Who is the black boys?
Us, nigga. The Seahawks. The whole team was black.
Yeah.
The stars on the team. Everybody was coming to watch, bro. They was coming to watch Marshawn. They was coming to watch Russell Wilson. They was coming to watch motherfucking Richard Sherman.
Okay, well,
he wasn't coming to watch no. Bruh.
Well,
he
I
was coming for that.
Well, then I'll ask you a question, since you think that that's who won and why.
I'm not saying.
But then you saying
won, but I'm saying like.
Boom. No, you saying the Patriots won, and you saying they rigged it against the one joints. But I'm saying, nigga, how you expect Lamar to win?
Lamar is gonna win, bro.
The black boy to represent himself as his own agent, that the franchise didn't even want to give him a contract.
He held
the whole NFL in a stranglehold for
that
the entire
man.
Free agency. Yes. You think they're gonna reward that nigga? Yes. But if they could give it to somebody and rig it, they gonna give it to him?
Yes.
After you just told me they wouldn't let Marshawn get it because of it's us.
He already got one and then he was gonna get another one.
Did he?
Marshawn ain't got no ring.
He might got one.
That's what I just said. He got one already. And then they went back again.
He might got one.
This dude talking about Mike. I'm telling you, they do.
Okay, he got one. But, I don't know, man. I don't think they wanna let if it's rigged, I don't think Lamar Jackson get one.
Man, Lamar is winning that. Come on, bro.
If it's rigged.
Lamar is winning, bro. Rigged or not.
Is that 22-year-old who embarrassed Joe Flacco still in?
He's winning.
CJ Stroud?
Lamar. Or is he gone? Or is that team gone?
Yeah.
Team's gone?
Yeah, they've been there. Get him up out of here.
And CJ Stroud didn't. CJ Stroud didn't.
Yeah, he was a dog, though. He a dog.
Joe Flacco embarrassed himself. And we just didn't play well as a squad. Like, and the defense got hold. Like the
that nigga was 22. He should have just died under the pressure.
Who?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're not even making sense. Jordan Love is a first year starter that took it out the first round this year against like a seasoned vet. I think he's ass, but a seasoned vet that was ranked the number one quarterback.
That is why it's so crazy.
He was ranked
the QB on an NFL team at 22.
That happens, though.
And then perform. I think that's crazy.
What are you... Huh?
I think that's just insane. I think that's just like...
What are you talking about?
I just can't believe he did it. I just really...
Did what?
Beat Joe Flacco.
Do you know who Patrick Mahomes is?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, since he's been starting in the NFL, has been going to the fucking AFC Championship game since a youngin'. Like, what are you talking... It happens.
We talk about Mahomes more about it,
isn't it? Huh?
We talk about him more.
That's
some serious shit.
Wait, what? What
is crazy?
What is crazy?
That's a lot of pressure to play too.
I mean,
okay.
Y'all don't feel me?
No.
I'm trying to pause, but I'm like, I don't
see. Yes and no. Like, I understand.
22, the head of a football team? Like, the NFL professional team? Millions of dollars on you? You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of pressure. And to do well at that level is unbelievable.
It's happened so many times.
I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
It happened twice in the same season. Like, two.
Unbelievable. Man, this is geek. You don't know about sports, man.
Given I had the same arm and capabilities.
No, listen.
Bro, if you had the same arm and capabilities, you would have cracked under the pressure, bro.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Okay. That's not correct. You know LeBron James? Like, have you ever heard of, like, there's a rookie of the year every year.
Right. You can't, you know what I mean?
And it's almost like a race, like a battle between the young niggas.
All the rookies.
That's what I would think, is that you're just the best rookie. It's another thing to lead a sports team in the NFL, and you're the guy. The QB is the guy. You guys know what I'm getting at?
Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure on a 22-year-old. That's crazy.
Yes, I hear you. Yes, he just performed since he was young.
It's crazy though. I just think that's a crazy thing though.
All right. So,
anyways,
shout out CJ Stroud. You did a crazy thing.
All right, PJ Flacco.
Yeah, Joe Flacco.
They should have put my boy
in. He let me down. Joe Flacco let me down. I'm going to switch. I'm going to move on. Okay, y'all direct me. Am I going to hip hop? Am I going to like a sidebar question?
Let's hear a sidebar.
Okay, let's see. What sidebar questions do I have for you guys?
DeMarco.
Do we want a difficult sidebar?
A difficult
or a medium level sidebar? You know what? I'm gonna give y'all a medium level sidebar.
Oh,
I'm
okay. You have to like tell us what you're gonna do, and then we're gonna identify it as that.
I'm gonna go medium level sidebar.
Because I was just gonna say what's medium and what's like serious.
Y'all just gotta listen for a minute. He said the scene is like a house full of people.
I didn't know what I was gonna say. the pressure is on you, not on him, not on him, on me. But I love this man for forever. We have a child together and we have a family together. I know he doesn't think much of this little singing thing that we've done today, but I wanted to find out. We've known each other for 10 years. I wanted to know if you'd spend the rest of his life with me.
I'm going to kiss her, man. You want to see that? You want to see some juice, right? I see some juice.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Okay, they've been together for 10 years. They got a kid together. Blended family, I believe. I'm assuming he had some kids, she had some kids. And she proposed to him. React!
That's a real bitch.
Yeah.
That's a real bitch.
Oh, bro. Bro, yes.
No, I'm not proposing to nobody.
I mean, she's dedicated. When you're dedicated, yeah, definitely. There's no hesitation. You, when you love somebody, you're gonna do what you want because that's what you want. You want, you want that person.
Yeah, and she proposed to me. I know she's like, oh, she's serious.
She's serious. Oh my god,
yo, she's dead serious.
Yeah, she's very serious.
Hell yeah, I marry you, girl.
Mind you,
yeah.
She actually, I've actually seen that video. She took.
And she pulled out a ring.
Hell yeah, I'll marry you, girl.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck is that?
No, she put her kids involved too in the proposal.
What the fuck?
Man, you proposed to me, baby. You hear me? Yeah. Yes, I do.
Are we being serious right now?
I do. You hear me, baby? I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She could even do it cool too. Like she take off the Louboutin when she come down. So she don't crease it. She take off the Louboutin and bend down.
Yeah. No crisp and Burberry's.
Yeah.
Oh,
no crisp.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
This is the funniest.
That'd be real cool.
No, she ain't got to get down on either. I ain't gonna fake. She ain't got to get down on
it. She doesn't have to do all that. And she didn't. And she did. She proposed to him.
She ain't got to get down on what either, the whole thing.
We just broke up.
There's no breakup, though. What are you talking about?
Who just broke up?
We did.
What are you talking about?
Why would she propose?
Why would she break up? Why would she make me break up with her like this?
Well, now you bugging. Because there's no breakup. She literally just proposed to him.
And now I have to break up with you.
Why?
Why?
Because you can't propose to me. I'll propose. You know, that's not a woman's job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You don't get to propose.
Man,
listen,
don't that make, don't that make you feel like the last lady? Like you about to sit here and propose to me like I'm a bitch. Like,
nah, after she put the ring on, I'm going to be like, I'm kissing.
No.
Yeah.
That's the definition of corny. The definition of corny is saying that the only way to propose to somebody is the man proposing to the woman. That's fucking corny.
Right.
I think that's
true.
Corny.
If my lady proposed to me, man, listen, here.
I
ain't got no
idea. If a woman feels that way, you either accept or deny. The same thing with the woman. You accept or deny his proposal.
But she know who she is.
I mean, I feel like own, but
for
I'm
man
not,
to
I'm
do
not
that, it's
man.
Like
not,
she's.
Not
it's like he feels belittled. But there's nothing about belittled. She should show her dedication.
I don't want you to propose.
Why is proposing only for men?
Why would you be okay with somebody proposing to you? No nigga, why would you be okay with somebody proposing to you? What's the difference? If I'm proposed to a nigga, why would...
Don't do that shit in front of me, though. I'll be
so what's the difference, though?
Wait,
don't propose to a nigga.
What are y'all having over here?
He wouldn't allow me to propose to another man, but he's okay with a woman proposing to him, though. Like, so what's the difference?
That's weird. That's
a little hypocritical.
Yeah. Like, what's the difference? If I want to post something, let me post to him. You would accept that? So what's the difference?
What's she going to do if she did, though?
I would, though.
I'm not going to.
I would.
Okay, all right.
So you don't like it, so you know that shit's not right. You know that shit's not right.
All right, hold on. Now,
what?
A man holds the key to commitment. Because the woman doesn't hold the key to commitment. The man holds the key to commitment. That's why. Women hold the key to sex and a man holds the key to commitment. Those are two different things. I think they're two different roles. Like a man doesn't decide when sex takes place. A man generally always wants sex to take place. Sex takes place when a woman wants sex to take place.
What if you have a high sex drive?
Let me finish speaking. You ask me a question, don't cut me off on my answer. A man doesn't decide when sex takes place. A woman decides when sex takes place. A man always wants to have sex, and a woman gets to decide. We discussed this a couple of episodes ago when we talked about how women reject men and how men don't just get to have sex just because they want to have sex.
they generally have to wait for the woman to say yes, or else it becomes something else. So when it comes to relationship, generally the women would like to be in a relationship with the man before a man wants to be in a relationship. So the man decides who and when he makes someone his woman. That's why men can go out and get the yes to having sex with women, but none of them are their woman. But when they decide, this is my woman, that's the man. So the woman doesn't say, you my boyfriend. No, 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 we together now. That's what happens? Or do the man decide, like, yo, I want to be with you?
I think that relationships are multifaceted.
It didn't go both ways, though. All
right. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a question. Y'all think it works well either way if a woman shoots at a dude or if a dude shoots at a chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that anytime a dude has a chick shoot at her, unless it's a woman that he was considering and wanted to pursue, he's not going to do any of the work necessary to keep that woman because he didn't appreciate that woman enough to go get her. She can give him whatever she wants to give him, but if he didn't decide to go work to get it, he won't care when it walks away.
Vice versa.
Not true.
How you know? Like,
because women say no when they don't want the nigga off that. Niggas will want to fuck a bitch because she's allowing you to fuck because she came to you. But when she wants a relationship, that answer is based on the dude. Women don't just tell you we in a relationship. The man get to decide when we in a relationship. And that's generally the issue. That women will let you hit and then they want to be in something serious. And niggas generally don't always want to just because she let them hit. Now think about the times it was a chick that you didn't go try to get and she just threw you some pussy.
Right now.
You didn't care about that pussy. You did that pussy however because you didn't do nothing to get that pussy. Imagine if you buy a car versus if you win a car. You're going to do that shit dirty if you win a car. But if I bought this bitch, nigga, I put my money in this motherfucker. I'm about to park it and I'm going to take it to the motherfucker. Nigga, you gonna care about it more. It's just different. Thanks. And what I'm saying about a man and a woman, you can play the role reversal shit if you want to, and it can happen.
But I ain't saying reverse roles. I ain't saying that. She gonna be the man in that shit.
I mean, it's more common for a man to propose, but it's not.
If we've been together for 10... Hey, this is my thing. All right, boom. They've been together for 10 years. They've been cohabitating, right? They've been living with their kids. They got a kid together. Uh-huh. They ain't had a wedding, but why they ain't married? Say they go on like that till the day they die. Till the day one of them die. They wasn't married? What was that?
It was a long-term relationship. A really long-term relationship.
Now, she want a wedding because a wedding is big. To who?
To women.
I want a wedding, and you already my life partner. We got a kid together. You raising my kids. I'm raising your kids. We raising them together. We cohabitating. Our families know they was all in the room. But I want a wedding. I want the show. But you already got me the man. You got what you want. You decide when I got to do the... No, like, that don't make sense. That's a romantic gesture from me to you. That's a gift. You don't decide when I give you a gift. I decide when I give you a gift. What are we talking about?
I knew a couple.
I don't decide as a man. I can want sex in the morning and when I come home. I don't decide when you give me that gift. I decide when what?
I guess
I accept it.
Yeah.
But I also decide when I ask you to be my wife, but you don't, a woman don't get to ask me to be their wife or to be their husband.
You can either accept it or decline it.
Right? It's a decline. It's not any relationship I've been in, they knew from the gate. Don't ever propose to me. I'll propose to you, but don't ever propose to me. That'll end the relationship.
Then that's something that, you know, that kind of relationship should discuss in her scenario and that woman that literally proposed.
Did you see his face?
Yeah, he shook his fucking head. He's like,
He said, as a real
ass. He's embarrassed.
He said, that's as a real saying, as a true African man, this ain't how this is supposed to. It's a proper way for it to take place, or something like that. Is like what he said.
I ain't gonna fake though. Can I take my answer back, Oaks, man?
You can do whatever you want.
Just, hey, because you just made like
Imagine when a woman that you like.
He makes good points. Yes, a woman. You know, when it comes to commitment, it's generally that's the highlighted words. Generally, it's more common for a man to be like, okay, he takes that acceptance, whether he wants to be like, she's my lady or she's just another. You know, he's gonna say like, she's my number one, like no more. I'm just gonna cut every other umbilical cord, like every other one. I'm gonna take her serious. She's my lady. That's commitment. I get that. But when it comes to sex, yes, it's either the woman is like, yes, I'm giving myself to you, or no. And if it's no, it's no means no. Otherwise, it's another scenario.
You could be more. So I understand that. No.
But like, if she's getting declined by him, which she does, she's getting declined by him. That's
she
because
get declined.
He's shaking his head no in the video.
No, he's not.
He's like, nah, like this is just not right. Like, no, what are you doing? And she's with her kids. She's literally standing with her kids, and their shirts are saying, "Will you marry me?" type mm-hmm. shit. Like, yeah, she aligned it. She organized the whole proposal for a whole decline and an embarrassment. Which is fine because she still loves him. She's showing him. I feel like she is because his head is saying no.
Yeah, I don't think he's
his head is like still saying no. It means no. That means like please don't do that to me because you're proposing to me. So maybe that meant like no, I propose to you, you don't propose to me. Kind of.
That's
like
what he just said.
Can you ask?
But not all men.
Can you answer
like
my
that.
Question?
Yeah, sure.
If they were to stay together, doing exactly what they were doing, cohabitating, living together, blended family, raising their child and their children.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
It's still a relationship. It's still like it's a form of marriage, except it's not like legitimately through the courts. But yeah,
why do the courts matter so much to you?
It doesn't matter to me. It matters to her because she wants to make that official. She
what
wants
is not
matter.
Official?
It is already official, but however she determines. She wants to decide, like, I want to do something special. So she decided to do something like that. Whether he accepts or declines it, then that's up to him, you know? But she wanted to make him feel special, and he took it completely different. He just took it a wrong way. But she wanted to make him, she wanted to make him feel special. That was the purpose of the scenario. It's not to, like, take his role. It was like, look, like, I fucking love you. And this is what I'm doing right now for you.
They've been together for 10 years. Do you think that she knew that he wouldn't want to be proposed to?
Damn, she should have.
If he was in the, I mean,
she
I wouldn't even wait it 10 years.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't even wait it 10
years. You never know.
And he married her. He married her. He made child with her. He raised her children. She raised his children. They've been together for 10 years. And he didn't. It was the in the party that he didn't know that he was getting proposed to. He got the king shirt on. She got the queen shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, our families is here. Our families is here. Our friends, like them, the people in the background talk, kiss her. Nah, I mean it's just not. He mad. He really don't want to kiss her right now.
Mhm. I can see that.
After 10 years, you don't think that you putting your man in a position that he didn't want to be in?
I guess that has to.
It
do
seems
with their
wild
culture.
To me.
I think it has to do with their culture. Honestly, It has to do with it because nowadays
the culture of what.
Whatever culture that they're in, because
he said he was African, an African man.
Which
is a very male dominated.
And even his friends join in, like, oh, there's a proper way of doing this.
There
you
is,
know? Right? But
I think that scenario is manipulative. But the scenario where it might not be manipulative.
What this scenario is manipulative?
It can be considered a little manipulative. If you trap me in front of, he's being manipulated. She's manipulating him. So if you trap me in front of all my family, I'm going to have to sit through this party in the awkwardness. I don't want to do that. So you got my kids all dressed up. They're expecting a certain answer from what they consider to be their dad. Because I'm not about to reject my wife in front of my kids like that, in front of the whole family, and have it be a thing for years to come. You manipulated and trapped me. But in a different situation where you take me to Cancun, I'm on a beach, you planned a nice night for me, you drop to your knees, and you propose to me, maybe a different story.
Why? If your feelings are the same, then
no. He was okay with getting proposed to. We just broke up in Cancun.
But I'm just saying, in this scenario, if she had done that one-on-one with him,
it wouldn't have
been as manipulative.
But niggas do that. Niggas propose in front of people.
Well, then let's say that niggas sometimes manipulate a little bit, too.
But you know what it is? Women want to get proposed to because they wanted to get married. They wanted the commitment. But the nigga had to decide when he wanted the commitment. In every situation, the nigga generally has to decide when he's ready to commit.
I mean, clearly he wasn't ready to commit, though.
Because, generally speaking, if a woman is with a nigga for a certain amount of time, she envisions seeing life with that nigga. How long do it take for a girl to see life with a nigga? Like, it
8 months.
What y'all think?
Yeah, I'll say that.
That's a long time.
Whoa. No, yeah. I didn't want to say nothing.
I don't like to waste no time.
I didn't want to say nothing.
Three, because three is usually when the colors come out. When those colors come out, it's clear to me.
So
it doesn't take 8 months.
I have my first
Don.
Give me a
here not. I'm gonna go in the middle. Let's go 6.5.
So give it to me.
Let's say 6.5 months in. Right, 6.5 months in.
That's too.
She knows that she wants to marry this nigga. She ain't broke up with him.
And she's struggled through 10, whatever fuck, it takes to create 10 years.
No, stop. Stop trying to be the woman. You're not a woman. Okay? Stop trying to be the woman in this.
Pause.
What? That's what I'm trying to do with you. Pause.
All right, tell your thing.
So, at 6.5 months in, she was ready to get married. The reason she's waiting is because the nigga's not. At no point in time is it her time to ask him. She's ready. Like, that'd be like if a nigga is ready to have sex at 6.5 months and she want to wait 3 years before we have sex. Jeez. And this nigga decided it. What? I mean, we a year and 2 months in. We good. Come on, let's fuck. That's a different type. You need to wait till who's ready? Till she's ready. And it's probably inconsiderate to pressure her. You know that she's not ready, because if she was ready, she'd have let you know. You're ready, and she knows you're ready. So it's on you to wait for her. So if you're ready in 6.5 months to get married, I would think that it would be on you to wait for him. And if you don't feel comfortable waiting, then that's on you to remove yourself. Because those are the decisions that you have.
See, these are discussions that these people would have to have between each other. Absolutely, because in this generation, things are twist and turning. Because the classic way of proposals and, you know, the general, should I say, quote unquote, so to speak, is not likely. Yes, generally it's a man proposing, but who's not to say a woman can't do it? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, well, okay.
A woman can do this.
Can I tell you
why? Like, why not? She's showing her commitment. She wants a surprise.
Okay, so y'all gonna let me go 70.
Maybe, and in my opinion, he seemed like he was like, no, you're embarrassing me. You shouldn't have done that.
That's embarrassing.
That's lack of communication right there. That it absolutely is. There's no way.
That's necessarily lack of communication.
How? Like, he's.
I don't think it's lack of communication.
That's lack of her considering what he's communicated. That is complete.
Well, that too. It could be that too.
Selfish is what it is.
You don't necessarily know exactly what it is. She obviously did not understand him completely for him to be like shaking his head the way he did. It's like, nah, I'm good. Like,
but she kept going.
Yeah, and she did.
And she didn't stop. Because she lacks consideration of the person that she's with.
Yeah, that's just weird. But again, who's not to say a woman can't do the same thing? You should know your partner.
I've seen dudes propose and it's gone really, really, really bad.
Sure.
But I think that's okay. I'm okay with those wholeheartedly. Move on, King.
It's okay because obviously there's somebody there for you. It's just not her. That's it. She's just not ready.
What do you think about stay-at-home dads? What's your opinion?
I don't have any problem with a stay-at-home dad.
You don't have any problem
with a stay-at-home dad? No.
I think it's amazing.
So child rearing is not like a feminine, womanly thing?
No. Absolutely not.
But proposing is only for men?
Women hold the key. Did I not explain
so this? So it's like a different...
That's not even parallel. That you don't even make sense right now. Like, that's... Sometimes
y'all don't see what I see?
I understand how sometimes you want to just put all, like, female stereotypes in one basket.
I can't be no stereotype.
I didn't say that every female stereotype and every male stereotype is true. What I said is I think that women hold the key to sex, and I think that men hold the key to commitment. Nothing else that I validate.
But I'm going to agree to disagree.
So what do you think?
I think that in a situation like that, it's up to that relationship. I don't think anyone holds anything.
Don, that's an extremely vague statement. So you think that if a man wants to have sex... Okay.
He might be able to just have sex, yeah.
It's called rape.
She might be ready to have sex too. That doesn't mean that... I don't get it though.
It only happens when she's ready. So imagine a dude wasn't... let me finish. So say you go out with a chick. You're not planning to have sex, but she's planning to have sex with you. Are you going to have sex at the end of the night?
No, sometimes I'm sleepy. No.
When's the last time somebody offered you sex and you turned it down?
A
week or two ago, you were offered sex and you turned it down?
Yeah.
Where were you? What happened? Give me the scenario.
She came over. I picked her up. She was at the house.
Okay.
She was like, hey, come over here and kiss me. I gave her a kiss, then went back to working on my computer because I had work to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I kept kissing her, it would have naturally evolved into sex because she probably wanted to be touched on and rubbed on, and that's why she propositioned
me. Okay, I'm sorry. I think that's presumptuous, but okay.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
If she would have taken off her clothes and asked you to have sex with her, not tried to get you to be tempted to try to make you, if she said, hey, weren't you here when Millie said, I just get naked? You was here when she said that, right?
I mean, not all females do that, but
yeah, I didn't say that all females do that. I didn't say that. I only asked if he was there. So if a chick just gets naked in front of you and tells you she wants to have sex with you, what are you doing?
If I personally am an athlete. So if I feel like I'm not going to give a good showing, I don't want to give any showing. Personally. So if I'm sleepy...
I hate podcasting.
No.
Bro, what you doing?
Turning down sex from who, though? Like...
Is a chick that you've invited in your space? Not just some random chick on the
show. Oh, a chick I invited in my space?
Yeah. Is this a chick that you've had sex with before?
Yeah.
A chick you've had sex with before takes off her clothes and says, I want you to fuck me, bro.
Yeah.
Even if you wasn't trying to fuck her, you probably going to fuck her.
Yes, I'm doing it.
So you're telling me that if you wasn't trying to have sex, Don, and a chick that you've had sex with previous takes her clothes off and says that she wants to have sex with you, you're just going to tell her to get out?
I wouldn't tell her to get out. I'd be like, yo, my bad. I'd be like kicking it with you, but maybe next time. What's so wrong about that? Let me get the cuddle on or something.
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Blunt or something.
I didn't say anything's wrong with that.
Hell no, gang. You can't turn down no sex from no female. She ain't fucking with you.
I mean, you can.
If he doesn't
move, no, though. No, you can.
Sometimes it's about kicking it, though. Sometimes, like, I don't know how that sounds to people, but pussy...
That sounds... No, I'm going to tell you, it sounds nuts, because you and DJ were part of the collective that yelled at me for having a woman and a female friend, or a female romantically... That's not... That I talk.
We know what the story is. The thing, though, is that it's a beautiful thing. I would like that too. I don't have that.
No,
but what I'm saying is, though,
listen, Gladys knows because she talked about when y'all yelled at me. Y'all dogged me. Everybody talked about it. Y'all dogged me because I talked about having a chick that I didn't fuck that I just kicked it with.
Yeah.
It seems very ironic that you could tell me that if a chick wanted to fuck you, you just wouldn't fuck her. And that's not ironic, because sometimes it's just about kicking it. I just don't understand that.
That's a very mature way of thinking.
What is?
To just have a beautiful platonic friendship with a girl where you guys care about each other, and you guys don't have to take it there. A very intimate thing. I thought it was very beautiful that you had that with that person.
Man,
I will play back the audio.
You can play back the audio. That was me last year before certain experiences and certain thinkings. Can I evolve as a person?
Oh, okay. So wait. So
what the fuck?
Okay. So my question is this. You as the unevolved are telling me the guy that was doing what you are talking about doing now. So the Evolve. So now you're arguing with the Evolve that you aren't as evolved as, telling him that he's wrong about what he thought now.
Not necessarily
wrong. Like, what the fuck you just said, Eva?
You just said...
I mean, it's not necessarily wrong.
I think that you're... I think you're lying. I think that the chick is... I think that the chick you had sex with was in your place, and she took her fucking clothes off and said, "Don, fuck me." You would say, "All right," and
the
you would fuck.
The semester has started. I'm exhausted. I will see you in the morning.
I think that you won't see her in a while.
Yo, bro. Now, if it's a random chick, no.
All right, y'all get ready for the dude that y'all was that y'all been fucking or y'all been fucked before. You asked him for sex. And this nigga just tell you no, blatantly, out of nowhere, like, how you don't get to tell, all right, sure.
Can I say something?
All right, that seems weird.
I read things, I'm not putting myself in an awkward situation. If I know exactly what he's doing, he's preoccupied, I'm not doing extra shit. I'm not doing extra shit.
No, this is your man already.
Oh, he's my man? Yeah, I'm playing with him. I'm playing with him. I am. And if he declines me, I'm gonna be like, okay.
You're gonna be mad.
I am. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna be mad, but I'm gonna.
You're gonna be upset.
I'm gonna be like, what's going on? Like,
you're not bringing him his plate.
Sometimes if a man comes on to you, you be like, nah, babe, I'm tired.
Look, because we don't stop saying it like it's equal, nigga. That's just not the same. When a nigga wants sex, it's not the same as when a chick wants sex.
I think it can.
Answer me this, nigga. Stop it. You go out with your niggas. You get sipsy. You come home. Nah, you go out with your niggas. You get sipsy. You come home. You wanna fuck. She not in the mood. You gotta eat that. She go out with her girls. Get sipsy. She come home. She wanna fuck. Nigga, you better find the mood.
Oh, my mama, you better find one.
You better find the mood.
You're lucky. What you mean?
You are, Don, nigga,
that's
lying.
Why I don't go out.
You're lying. What the fuck are you talking about? That's not real.
No, that's a real thing, Don. That's a real thing. If she's coming home to you,
drunk.
It's because she's coming home to you. She's not fucking another nigga. She's coming to you. It's a big deal.
And there's a certain part of courtesy of your woman treating you the way that she's supposed to when she go out and get drunk and being right.
She's coming to you.
That's what she's supposed to do. When she go out with a girl, she's supposed to come home to you and want to fuck you. And you as a nigga is supposed to fuck your girl because she want to fuck you. I don't even understand any other thing other than the law.
You're ahead already there.
That's the law.
She gonna come in, I'm gonna face sleep. She gonna come in, wake me up, and that's all. I face sleep sometimes. No cap.
I have to say something.
Y'all say y'all don't face sleep, y'all lie, because niggas do that.
Darren, you're nuts.
I might roll a couple blunts.
I need you to evolve some.
I might have like two blunts.
You gotta evolve some more, bro. I need you to evolve some more. Hey, Darren, don't you tell these chicks no. If they wanna have some sex, if they want your dick, and they yours, like you.
But this is not a random chick. This is your bitch.
Give it to him.
If it's my girl.
Yeah, if it's, this is okay. Your girl, this is not a random
chick. That we first put up, though.
Nah, fuck that. She yours.
All right, yeah.
I didn't say she your girl. She's yours, but you know what I'm saying.
I've been said I'm an athlete, though.
Athletes perform when it's time.
Nigga, I thought the game was tomorrow.
That
shit capped to me, bro. I ain't gonna fake.
That shit is lies. I don't know what that means, because I'm an actual athlete, and it means I'm fucking you.
I just want to understand what it means.
I don't know what that means.
Even if I could have
beat my shit till it's gummy. Like I'm gonna hit you with the gummy. You're gonna get something because you want something. I'm gonna eat that pussy till it's fucking something's gonna happen, nigga, because you want something. No way me as a nigga is not fulfilling my chick when she want to be fulfilled.
Bro.
That's the number one step. That's the number one slip slope to her going to somebody else. You got to be fucked up. She wanted me and I said no because I was occupied.
But what if it was vice versa though? Like she don't ever want to like touch
you. That's fair. And that's fair. And that's why niggas have different... just different challenges in life.
That was his point.
Like, we don't never have to learn. We don't never have to walk in heels. They got to walk in heels. We have different challenges in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a different challenge. Women got to deal with different shit than we got to deal with. Even, I got long hair, but I don't got to deal with the same long hair shit that girls got to deal with. It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. Girls got to deal with a slightly different thing, and so do we. As humans, we might have similar obstacles, but, like, no, there's some differences in the shits.
Sure.
And it's privileges sure. that they get that we don't. And it's privileges that we get that they don't. Like,
I still want to know what that means. I'm an
privileges?
Athlete. No. I'm an athlete.
What that mean?
Like, what does that mean?
I have no idea what
he's
saying.
If I'm an athlete, what, like, you're tired?
I just feel like I am good at sex. So
then you would perform every time. Athletes would not perform.
Right, this is
you sound shit. Ridiculous. An athlete,
when we started this scenario,
an athlete wouldn't say, "I'm not gonna play the game today because I don't feel good."
By the end of the scenario, she's suddenly my year-end girlfriend.
Wait, no,
these are two different
to.
Scenarios.
Don,
no.
Once again, she's not your girlfriend. The scenario is she's yours. You know, stop acting
like very different.
You know what
the scenario is, she's yours.
Hmm?
You know what yours
the
is.
Scenario.
I got five that are mine then.
So is
losing you off the roster doesn't mean I'm going to do what I don't want to do right there. If I'm tired.
So you are telling me that you...
Yes, I will take losses on the roster because I know that in...
No, stop, Donna. Let me ask you a question.
Shit.
You're telling me that you're ready to take losses on your roster. You're ready to take losses on your roster because your roster wanted to fuck you. You sound ridiculous.
Man.
That's maybe the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. My roster wants to fuck me, and she wants me so bad right now.
If you're at the top of my roster, you might get a different treatment than a bottom-rung bitch. Yes.
Oh. Oh.
Sorry.
That's nuts.
Y'all don't got lame niggas at the bottom of your roster?
Hell yeah.
And cooler niggas at the top?
Hi.
Okay.
Stop equating to the women!
It is what it is!
No!
Yes!
No,
it is what it is!
No, Don.
Yes!
No.
It is what it is!
No.
They agree to disagree. We could have been moved on.
And let me finish. You're a man. You don't get to equate.
Okay.
Let me finish. You don't get to equate with how women deal with their men.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, as a man, getting correspondence from the women on what they would do with their niggas doesn't make... Nigga, I'm trying to...
Okay.
Nigga, if your bitch wants you to fuck her, fuck her. I don't... If she one of yours, I don't care if she your bottom bitch or your top bitch. If you invite her or you're around in your space, because you have the opportunity to not. If you let a bitch in your space, you gotta fuck her if she wanna fuck you. Or is you nuts? Or else you're nuts.
In a way, if she's coming to you, if she's coming to your house,
nuts. You're nuts. That's the that's insane. That's psychotic behavior.
Oh,
I invited you over on the late night, like, and or I invited
the late night.
I invited you over at any point in time.
No matter what time I invite you.
If I was busy and I was occupied with doing my work, why the fuck did I call you over here so you could watch me?
I can do some company.
All right, bro, that's nuts. Right, and all right, and if your company want to fuck you, you just feel like, nah, bitch, I only invited you over here to watch me work. You. This episode is Watch Me Work. You my nigga, that's for fact. That's the name of the episode. Watch Me Work. Because you're crazy.
When that's you put it that nuts. Way, it's literally like, yeah.
It's
just
nuts.
You to watch me work.
Your mom.
I mean, that is different, though. It is different. Because if you're inviting her over and she's coming to kiss you and you feel like she's seducing you, then yeah, you might want to hit it. You definitely want
to. Because why did she? Why is she inclined to come back? Because she just likes watching you work?
I thought it was a chill environment.
Was she touching you? Was she touching you, like, feeling on you while you're working?
Well, I was doing my thing.
Like,
so my, the way that my workspace is kind of over here. So she would be sitting on the couch watching TV, and I'm doing my thing.
But she came to kiss you.
She had me get up to come kiss her.
Okay, she wanted attention. She wanted you to join her and kind of, yeah, she wanted some
action. What you got to say about this?
Because she was trying to open the door to sex because she
had
the key.
She was,
and you was just on the other side of that motherfucker like this.
He was
stop
like,
it!
I'm good.
Stop kissing the key.
He said, no, I'm good.
You tripping. That's wild. That's wild behavior, though.
He said, no, I'm good.
We have to say something to these people before we get about it this one. I have more topics, and we can talk about them later, but real, you got something to say? Nah. Ash?
I
don't know
what to say.
Don.
Take care of yourself. Practice your hobbies.
Guys, be safe out there.
I'm gonna say talk to your loved ones, let them know you love them, drink water, always keep it positive, but if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, Gotta fuck some shit up. And my niggas. To my niggas out there. She's trying to fuck you. Just take the pussy, man. Like, I'm saying if she, if you, if like, just, oh, come on.